Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. We're going to have fun today.
Hi everyone, I'm Pauline. Thanks for joining us. Today's topic is language.
And the title of our lesson is Difficult Questions. Difficult Questions. So Pauline, what happened yesterday?
Well, yesterday, Alan was upset because a customer shouted at him. He asked a question, but the person didn't understand the question.
That can happen. It's never fun when someone gets angry at you for not understanding what you meant. Well, this is important and we can practice together. But first, let's take a look at our Read It. Here's Pauline.
Alan's customer didn't understand him because his question wasn't clear. Taylor tells Alan to use a tag question. Tag questions are statements that will change into questions. Susie is looking for Tina, but Tina has already left. Susie thinks it's rude to leave without saying anything. But it's fine. And Tina will work overtime tomorrow.
So we are talking about tag questions today.
Did you just ask me a question or are you telling me?
Well, yes, that's true. Tag questions are a little different. We can talk more about them today. This will be a helpful lesson.
Right, but you didn't answer my question.
Oh, Pauline, well, let's get started. Here's Christina with those keywords.
Hello, 在 Jungle Cafe 工作的 Alan 因为问客人问题的时候讲得不清楚，引起了客人的误会和不愉快。形容词 clear 指清楚明白的。His question wasn't clear. Taylor 建议他改用附加问句来帮助表达。附加问句的功能就是把一个陈述句变成问句。陈述句是 statement, you'll have a statement first. 只要在陈述的句子后面加一个附加问句，全句就变成问句了。You can change them into questions. 介系词 into 有变化成为的意思。办公室里 Susie 在找 Tina, 可是 Tina 已经离开了。Tina has left already. 副词 already 是已经的意思。Susie 觉得没说一声就先下班这样子有违办公室规矩，很失礼。It's very rude of her. 形容词 rude 指没礼貌的。
Your question wasn't clear, Alan. Maybe use a tag question next time.
What's a tag question?
It's a statement that we change into a question.
How do I do that?
Say, you want ketchup, don't you?
Oh, the last two words make the sentence a question.
Yes. Then people won't shout at you.
Thanks, Taylor.
So let's spend some time talking about Alan. Let's make sure we understand what happened yesterday because we're talking about that today.
Okay, so yesterday...Alan went to a customer and said, want ketchup? I think he said
No, he said, you want ketchup?
Oh, right. And he meant it as a question, but the customer didn't understand that it was a question.
Right. And then this person yelled at him, so this is the situation. So, Pauline, I have a question for you. Does it happen to you sometimes when someone's question isn't clear?
Yes, right now. I'm not sure what your question is. No, I'm just kidding. But of course, sometimes we're not sure if we're being told something or if someone is asking a question.
So what can we do? We can say, I didn't understand you. Can you please say that again?
Yeah, or you could say, is that a question? Well, we'll learn a lot about this today. Let's go into the lesson.Maybe Alan can use a tag question next time.
Yes, we learned that this is a statement that is turned into a question, right?
I see what you did. You put the question right at the end. That made it a question.
That's right. Although, friends, be careful. Negative questions or negative tag questions are much more difficult. They just take a lot of practice.
So let's make sure everyone knows what a statement is. Here is a simple one. My shirt is red.
Okay, that's a great statement. So how do we turn that statement into a question?
We add a tag question. My shirt is red, right?
Exactly. Very simple. And now Christina wants to talk more about a different sentence. Let's go to her right now.
加了附加问句之后，就可以把直述句变为问句了。It's a statement that we change into a question. 我们要来学 change into 这个片语。其实常见的说法是 change A into B， 把 A 转变为 B。比如说 ，She changed the frog into a handsome prince. 她把青蛙变成了一位帅气的王子。或者 ，They changed the farm into a hotel. 他们把农场变成了一家饭店。另外，我们也常看到 turn into， 他们的意思很类似。你可以说 ，They can turn the rain into drinking water. 他们可以把雨水变成饮用水。
Thanks, Christina. So Taylor is teaching Alan how to turn a statement into a question.
Taylor suggests that he ask, "You want ketchup, don't you?"
Hey friends, you like hearing from Rebecca, don't you? Let's see her right now.
Hello friends, let's have some fun and learn today's grammar point. Let's say...that you say something, and then you want to make sure that what you said is correct. You can use today's grammar point. We call this asking a tag question. For example, you need a bath, don't you? Here's another example. She works at the zoo, doesn't she? Friends, make sure that you...Use it!
Wow, I think we are getting some good practice, don't you think?
I agree. Everyone has a chance to hear some tag questions, isn't that right?
We are talking with tag questions, aren't we?
It's a little too much, don't you think?
I think our friends enjoy it, don't you?
Maybe once or twice is enough, wouldn't you say?
Okay, we could take a break.Or keep going.
Let's take a break. Friends, we'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back from the break.Today we are learning about how to speak or communicate clearly.
Yes, and I think this is important, especially if English is your second language. I always ask other people maybe two different ways. That way they have a better chance of understanding. Maybe if you're learning English, you can do that as well.
That's a good point. If I hear a question once and I'm not sure what it means, the second time I can usually understand.All right, well, we are learning lots of good language tips today. Let's learn some more with Conversation B.
James, where is Tina?
She's left already.
Oh, no. I have a question for her. It's rude to leave without telling someone.
No, it was fine. I saw her leave. She has a hair appointment.
Oh.Okay, I'll ask her my question tomorrow.
She'll be here all day tomorrow, and she'll work some overtime too.
All right, I'll see you later.
Hey, Peter, what do you do when you leave a place?
Oh, I just go.
Peter, that's rude.
What do you mean?
You should say goodbye to people. You can't just leave. It's polite to tell people that you are going. Maybe they need to know that. And it just makes people feel good. It's thoughtful.
Oh, you are right. Actually, I am trying. When I learned that in Asia, I found out it's really important. I think it's more important in Asia than it is in America.
Oh, interesting. Same with in Costa Rica. So, just to be clear, don't leave without saying goodbye.
And every lesson, it'd be a shame to teach without going to Christina. Let's visit her right now.
Susie 觉得没有告诉任何人就离开是很失礼的。It's rude to leave without telling someone. 请注意这个句子，因为 without 是介系词没有的意思，而介系词后面一律要接名词或动名词。所以这里 without 后面接的是动名词 telling， 这个句型就是 do A without doing B， 表示没有做 B 这件事就做了 A。比如说 don't take it without asking， 不要没有问就拿走，或者 he went out without bringing his wallet， 他没带皮夹就出去了。
Goodbye, Christina. Thanks for that.So we learned that this word rude means impolite or not polite. But maybe what Tina did is more unprofessional. It doesn't look like what she did was okay.
Maybe, but remember, she told James. Maybe James should have let other people know.
Especially Susie. Susie was looking for her. She has a question for her.
Oh, I have a question for you.
What is it?
I have a question for you.
Peter, that is a statement. Maybe put a take question at the end of that?
No, I have a question for you. And that's today's
calendar phrase.
I have a question for you.
I have a question for you.
我想问你一个问题。
Excuse me, I have a question for you.
Is it important?
Yes, I have a question for you.
Please wait a minute.
I can't wait. I have a question for you.
Okay, what's your question?
Where is the ladies' room?
Oh, that is important.
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
I have a question for you.
我想问你一个问题。
So Tina is going to do some extra hours tomorrow. We call this overtime.
And that was her plan. She had an hair appointment. She'll work overtime tomorrow.
We can talk about appointments this way. Just add what kind of appointment it is at the beginning.Dentist appointment, doctor's appointment.
So I think that our friends were saying things clearly, but there were still problems. Maybe they can try to be clearer?
Yes, when you are clear with someone, then that shows that you are trying to be polite and thoughtful. You want them to understand.
That's right. We all work with other people, and maybe we said the right thing, but we can keep trying to understand each other.
Another thing that can be hard for people learning a language is sometimes when they say a word, people don't understand it. So we have to really practice saying words clearly so they understand. That's why we practice key words together every day.
Hey, that's a really good point, Pauline. Friends, let's practice some key words together. We'll say them first. You can listen to us and then say them at home.
Okay, here's your first keyword for today. Clear. Clear. What she said wasn't clear.
Statement. Statement. Could you repeat that statement, please?
Into. Into.She will turn into a princess.
Already. Already. We've already eaten lunch.
Rude. Rude. I don't like rude people. Okay, friends, those are our key words. Keep on practicing. You're doing great. Now let's review our lesson together one more time.
Your question wasn't clear, Alan. Maybe use a tag question next time.
What's a tag question?
It's a statement that we change into a question.
How do I do that?
Say, you want ketchup, don't you?
Oh, the last two words make the sentence a question.
Yes. Then people won't shout at you.
Thanks, Taylor.
James, where is Tina?
She's left already.
Oh, no. I have a question for her. It's rude to leave without telling someone.
No, it was fine. I saw her leave. She has a hair appointment.
Oh, okay. I'll ask her my question tomorrow.
She'll be here all day tomorrow. And she'll work some overtime, too.
All right. I'll see you later.
Friends, we know tag questions can be a little difficult, so let's practice them together and maybe learn a little bit about the rules for them. Here are some simple rules. First, statements using am will end in aren't I?
That's right. That's a to be verb, aren't I? Statements ending in aren't you or aren't they are also some others.
Oh, that's right. Let's see. Statements using is will end isn't he, isn't she, or isn't it?
Most other statements might end in don't I, doesn't he, or doesn't she.
Let's think of some examples. Let's say, I am late, aren't I?
Oh, that's a good one. Aren't you, or you are mad, aren't you?
Those are dangerous, aren't they?
Ooh, I would use that if I was at the zoo and I saw some snakes. But if I go to the mall and I see a delicious cheeseburger, I would say, he is hungry, isn't he?
Or I see a little girl outside in the sun, she looks very hot, say, ooh, she is thirsty, isn't she?
Well, friends, maybe you can think of an example at home, but right now we have to see what James and Ginger are up to. Let's go to Jungle Chit Chat.
Hey, James. You want an apple, don't you?
Yes, I would like an apple. Thank you.
Yesterday, you left without saying goodbye, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Hey! You're asking me in tag questions, aren't you?
Yes, I make a statement and change it into a question. That is a tag question, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Tag questions are clearer, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Leaving without saying goodbye is rude, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So, you were rude yesterday, weren't you?
Yes, sorry. I left quickly to go buy something.
It was important, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. I bought this. You want a banana, don't you?
Yes! Thank you, James! I love bananas. Yay!
Hello everyone, welcome to Jack's File. I'm Jack. Today I'm thinking about table manners. Western table manners can be confusing. Look at the different knives and forks. How do I know which to use? Well, don't be afraid. Western table manners are really not that hard, and it is important to learn them so you can be polite.
Knowing which knife, fork, and spoon to use is only part of good table manners. There is an easy way to remember which to use. Always use the knife, fork, or spoon that is farthest from the plate first. And remember to put your napkin on your lap before you start to eat. There are a few more important things to remember. When you go to a restaurant, wait for everyone's food to arrive before you begin to eat. Also, some people like to say a prayer before a meal. Wait for the host to tell you when to eat. And as you eat, chew with your mouth closed. And don't talk with food in your mouth. Finish it before you begin to speak. Making noise while eating is also not polite. If you need to burp, do it quietly. And don't make noise as you chew or put food into your mouth. It is also important to sit politely at the table. This means your hands are in your lap and your elbows are not on the table. You should not lean on your arm while you eat. When you need something that is far away from you, ask someone to pass it. Do not reach for it. And of course, remember to say please and thank you.
Wow, that was a good dinner. I used the right knives and forks, and I was polite. Now I'm finished. I put my knife, fork, and spoon on my plate, and I put my napkin next to the plate. Then everyone knows I will not eat anymore. Be sure to practice good Western table manners. You never know when you'll need them. And that's all for today. Goodbye, and see you next time on Jack's File.
Well, friends, we learned about a lot of good things today. One thing I think is very interesting is how different places say goodbye. If you go to a party, Peter, in the United States and you have to go early, who do you say goodbye to?
I might say goodbye to the person that started the party, or I might just say goodbye to my friends. But I won't say goodbye to everyone. I might quietly leave.
That's right. Or maybe we'll just do like a wave as you walk out. Bye, guys. But in Asia, is that different?
Yes. I think in Asia, you say goodbye to almost everyone. Make sure they know you're leaving. This is polite. Well, friends, we have to say goodbye for now. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.